Talk about difficult scriptures. That one's a hard one. Let's take a look at it. This is the third in our sermon series on Hebrews and faith. We began with Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, and explored the meaning of faith. In the words of the writer of Hebrews, as now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We concluded with the assurance that we not only believe in God, but put our trust in God, who has already written the final word. We step out in faith, knowing that the end of our journey is in the arms of our loving God. The second sermon from Hebrews 11 reminded us that being people of faith should make a difference in how we live our lives and how, as people of God, we support each other in the foot race that is our lives. God not only supports us, but gives us each other the great cloud of witnesses. Jesus has passed a torch to us, just as the Olympic torch is passed to the next runner. It's up to us to pass the torch to others. Okay, so with that background, today we consider what the writer of Hebrews has to tell us about God, in whom we put our faith. First, we see God portrayed as the God of Sinai. The words of the writer are from Deuteronomy 4:11, which states, "You approached and stood at the foot of the mountain. While the mountain was blazing up to the very heavens, shrouded in dark clouds, then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but saw no form. There was only a voice." So one of the pictures of God in the scriptures is this fearsome God of the mountain, El Shaddai. The children of Israel, who have recently been delivered from slavery in Egypt, experience a fearsome display of power at Mount Horeb, also known as Mount Sinai. Moses goes up to the mountain and is given the Ten Commandments, which he then delivers to the children of Israel. When Moses learns that the people at the foot of the mountain had sinned against God by creating a graven image, he describes his concern that God is a wrathful God. Moses stated that he was full of fear and trembling. Then the scene is quickly switched. We go from Hebrews 12:21 with Moses full of fear and trembling to Hebrews 12:22 to the foot of Mount Zion, heavenly Jerusalem. We see a very different place. Rather than the smoke and the flame surrounding Mount Sinai, we see a heavenly realm with myriads of angels. We see Mount Zion. We see a place where the spirits of the righteous made perfect gather. We see a place of sweetness and light. So which is it? Is God a God of wrath, smoke, and fire, or a God of sweetness and light? This reminds me of one of the cleverest television commercials I've ever seen. I'm a little biased as a Cowboy fan. Jerry Jones is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. And in building a Super Bowl team, he wanted one of the greatest athletes of all time, Deion Sanders, on the team. Pizza Hut made a commercial playing these two flamboyant characters off of each other. Jerry Jones asked Deion Sanders which sport he's going to play, baseball or football. Deion says, both. Jones asked Sanders which team he's going to play on, offense or defense. Dion says, both. Jerry asks Dion which pizza he wants, stuffed crust or meat lovers. Dion says, both. The commercial ends with the two men who've just signed the richest contract in football history at the time for $35 million. With Jerry asking which contract he wants, 15 or 20 million. Dion says, both. So which mountain portrays God? Both. God Almighty is El Shaddai, all-powerful God of the mountain. God is God the lawgiver who gives us the Ten Commandments. In order that we know how to live lives, He created us to live. God is the righteous God of sweetness and light, portrayed by New Zion, a heavenly destination assured to us through Jesus Christ. God is both and. The Bible shows us glimpses of God. However, no picture of God is complete because God is infinite and beyond complete human understanding. We who are finite cannot ever completely grasp the truth that is God, the power and the love that is God. So God reveals God's self to us through pictures of God's self throughout Scripture. And the most perfect picture we have of God is Jesus. We call ourselves Christians because we believe Jesus Christ, who was and is God, gave us the best understanding of what it means to be perfectly human. We read of God through Jesus Christ giving Himself to us and for us on a hill called Calvary. The Almighty God of the mountain, the all-righteous God of Mount Zion, gave Himself for us on an insignificant hill called Calvary. God, through Jesus, let His blood do the talking. That's a strange image, but it makes sense. The writer of Hebrews knows that his readers are familiar with the story of Cain and Abel. And as you recall, Cain was the tiller of the ground and brought a gift to God of the fruit of the ground. Abel, Cain's brother, was a keeper of flocks, and he brought to God a gift of the firstlings of his flock. When Cain saw that Abel's gift pleased God more than his gift, he became angry and killed Abel. When God confronted Cain, God said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground." The writer of Hebrews is using the image of Abel's blood speaking and saying that Jesus' blood speaks louder. Jesus' blood is not spilled in anger over an unacceptable sacrifice. Jesus' blood is the loving sacrifice of God's own blood for God's people. As the Apostle John writes, "Greater love hath no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." God is God of power. God is God of righteousness. God is God of love. Both. And our scripture for today moves from portraying God who is almighty and God our mediator to our response. What remains to be seen is how we respond to these glimpses God has given us. We can shake in our boots like the children of Israel at the foot of Mount Sinai and make bad decisions like worshiping things which are not God. We can say that heaven is far off and we can live better lives later on. Or we can receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken and live acceptable lives out of gratitude for all that God has done for us. We can respond to the blood of Christ which calls out to us and offer God acceptable service with reverence and awe. May each of us live lives of gratitude and love, following the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Having heard the word,